In February 2017, Penn State responded to the death of sophomore Timothy Piazza with sweeping new sanctions on Greek life. Now, 2 years later, WPSU intern Maddie Beertemple talked to students about what's changed.
Just over 2 years ago, Penn State sophomore Timothy Piazza died from injuries sustained at an alcohol-fueled bid acceptance party at the Beta Theta Pi fraternity house. Penn State took swift action. It permanently banned Beta Theta Pi, halted all fraternity parties, and implemented other sanctions meant to make Greek life safer. Now, 2 years have passed, two new classes of students have arrived, and 2 years' worth of new regulations have been instituted. So, what's changed? Fraternity member Brandon DeWolf says there's less partying.
There's less of it, and it's more regulated by the school. The school comes by a whole lot more than they used to. We have a lot of checks and more regulations that we have to follow. There's less people around. It's less frequent. It's just quieter in general.
DeWolf is in the Acacia fraternity and has been since before the Beta Theta Pi incident. Now a junior, he says the new regulations on Greek life have fostered positive changes within his fraternity. Some of those regulations include deferred recruitment until a student has a certain number of credits or has been on campus for a semester, stricter social restrictions surrounding alcohol, monitoring of social events, and a fee to fund those monitoring services. DeWolf says Acacia is focusing more on community service. They now raise $1,000 a semester for the Child and Family Development Council of Center County.
We're kind of bringing back the original focus or the original mission of serving the community, helping out a little more, being more involved around here at school.
But he says he's not sure how much of an impact the regulations have actually had on improving safety.
I don't know if it's safer. I mean, I guess from having smaller crowds and by basis of less frequency, it could be considered safer.
Considering that more than 30,000 students live off campus, according to Penn State Student Affairs, DeWolf says an incident like what happened with Piazza could happen anywhere.
I don't know what university rules are going to prevent anybody from going out and doing what they want to do, whether they're in a fraternity or whether they're going to the next apartment social next door.
DeWolf says fraternities and Greek life as a whole shouldn't be viewed as a monolithic group. With 70 fraternities and sororities at Penn State, more than 5,000 students take part in Greek organizations.
I definitely think it gets a bad rap, and I wouldn't say that it's all completely unjustified, but I think a lot of it is. You have to keep in mind, I think it's some stat, like 18% of Penn Staters are in Greek life, so you're generalizing about 1 in 5 students here. We're a completely diverse group of people.
Senior Mary Nell Smith says she's noticed changes since 2017.
I remember freshman year when you would go back on like frat row, there used to be like people, just hundreds of people just standing outside. But now when I like drive around, there's like not that many people back there.
Smith is a member of the field hockey team, which she says occasionally has socials with fraternities. In the past, the parties would be open to almost anyone.
Before, like, they would just let, like, usually just let any girls in, just, like, come on in. But then I went to a party, I think it was last year, we had, like, a social with one fraternity, and it was just us and them, so it was, like, pretty much an empty house compared to what it usually is.
Smith added that fraternities sometimes get singled out for behavior that lots of students engage in, namely drinking.
When drinking gets involved, it doesn't matter if you're in a fraternity or just in like any club, like with that many people, like it can get dangerous.
Studies show that excessive drinking, along with sexual assault, happens at higher rates among those in Greek life. Penn State started publishing Greek life scorecards last year to show a snapshot of how organizations stack up to each other. While they list GPA averages and community service hours, they also show organizations' violations, including alcohol misconduct, sexual assault, and hazing. Sophomore Emma Spizak says she's attended parties but isn't a part of Greek life. She's heard hazing is still a problem. The fall 2018 scorecard showed 3 hazing violations, 15 alcohol violations, and several fraternities suspended for hazing.
Another part besides the drinking that just, like, scares me, and I've heard like stories about, is like just like the hazing in general. And I think like Greek life, like hazing is one of the first words that comes to mind, and I don't think that's good.
The Timothy J. Piazza anti-hazing law went into effect October of last year. The legislation creates stricter punishments for hazing, classifies types of hazing, and seeks to hold individuals more accountable. Another frequent reminder is the Beta Theta Pi fraternity house's proximity to campus. Located on Burrow Street, the house sees plenty of student foot traffic. Spizak says the physical presence of the house is enough to make her think about what happened.
I just like feel like some sadness and a little just like shiver goes through me when I pass it. So hopefully no one's going to move in there again and they might keep it as a reminder.
Penn State is also planning to open a research center named in Piazza's honor to study Greek life. The university has already pledged at least $2 million for its establishment. Regardless of students' impressions now, Smith, the senior, says it's just a matter of time before the incident escapes public consciousness.
Sadly, like, it probably will go out of people's minds, and it probably will happen again because that kind of stuff always repeats itself when alcohol and drugs are involved. But I think the more they people talk about it and remind it, then when students attend these parties, they can at least try to keep themselves safe or look out in case someone else is falling down or something like that.
Next year, only the Penn State senior class will have been on campus when Timothy Piazza died. I'm WPSU intern Maddie Beer Temple.